The Center for Children's Initiatives and the Campaign for Educational Equity have unveiled a statewide plan that offers a financial strategy that recognizes pre-K as an essential educational service, while providing a plan to phase in pre-K to the state's 3- and 4-year-olds over the next 8 years. Nancy Colben is Executive Director of the Center for Children's Initiatives.
There are lots of documented benefits of universal, which is why we've really taken the approach that this needs to be embedded as part of our education system and ultimately open to all children. There's also now a substantial base of research which shows that a second year really produces substantial new benefits for children.
Governor Andrew Cuomo included $25 million in this year's budget for universal full-day pre-K, targeted toward high-needs students in lower-wealth districts, which follows a top recommendation his Education Reform Commission made last December. A Cuomo spokesman tells WAMC more announcements are forthcoming. Jasmine Gripper is Early Childhood Coordinator and statewide education advocate with the Alliance for Quality Education.
This proposal provides a roadmap to get every 4-year-old into full-day pre-K. Governor Cuomo has committed to the same goal, but last year he proposed to only put 1% of 4-year-olds into full-day pre-K. At this rate, it would take 89 years to reach every 4-year-old in the state. The governor needs to offer a serious plan to ensure that all 4-year-olds in the state have access to high-quality full-day pre-K.
The CCI-CEE proposal builds on the state's pioneering pre-K program initiated in 1997 by State Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver that is currently available to 100,000 4-year-olds on a half-day basis. The proposal also builds on Governor Cuomo's pre-K competitive grant program initiated this year, which will provide full-day programs to several thousand additional 4-year-olds. The groups call for incorporating pre-K funding into the existing state education finance system. The plan recommends an investment in the first year of $225 million statewide, with priority to 4-year-olds in high-need school districts, including those in New York City. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.